Hi there, and welcome to today's episode about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Matt Van Eidert, and I am here with you every day for the next 16 weeks, showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds into their healthy layers. I'm also the founder of the website Pampered Chicken Mama, and we have a line of layer feeds and herbal treats for backyard chickens and Chick Starter, which is the inspiration for this video series. Now, I thought a really great topic for today's video is one that we haven't touched on yet, but I thought was really important, which is what feeders should I use for my baby chicks? Now, the answer to this question is going to depend largely on what age your chicks are. So the feeders that you'll use for day olds might not be the same feeder that you'll use when they're like 12 or 16 weeks old, because they're larger and they have different needs at that point, basically. So we're going to talk about the different feeder options for each of those age groups. Now, when they're day olds, really honestly during the first week of their life, what you really want to be concerned about is, are they getting enough food and do they have 24-hour access to food? They are really confused when they first come out of the incubator, and they're fragile and they need certain temperatures. So it's really important to make sure that they have consistent access to that feed and that it's easy for them to find. There's no evidence to support this. This is just kind of my own opinion, but I think the first 24 hours when they come out, you know, like when humans are born, for the first couple days they can't see very well. I think baby chicks kind of have the same thing, because I've noticed that sometimes they can struggle a little bit finding the feeder. It is an instinctual thing for them to find the feeder, but I've just noticed that they're very confused, especially in those first few hours after they're born, and even into like the first 48 hours. So I like to make sure that the feeders are really easy to find. So for me personally, what I use are low bowls or low like pie plates that are super simple. They don't have much of a lip and they're easy to find. I've even used like the container tops for like yogurts, like those lids where you just flip them upside down. They have a tiny little lip, but they're still easy to find. This is also going to depend on the amount of chicks I have. So if we have a lot of chicks, we might, you know, use something that's bigger. If we have like three or four chicks, maybe five chicks, we'll use those yogurt containers for the first 48 hours. And I found that they find it easy to find. You can also use mason jar feeders. Those are really good because they act as automatic feeders. And you can also use these long feeders here. I found for the first couple days of life that they can't necessarily find this very easily. They have to be shown how to use it. So I tend to go for this. You know, day three, day four, once they're out, and then after that, obviously, once they're out of the incubator. So they hatch day one and day two, I'll use like the yogurt containers. Day three and on, I'll use something like this. Or if we have a lot of chicks, I'll use something like this. This just makes it easy to fill it. This personally, this is a personal preference. If you read any book, they're gonna tell you to use something like this. I don't like these so much. I'll use them, but I don't like them because they're a little bit tougher to open, and I don't like that. I don't like it when things are difficult. So I found things like this, chicks can find it, they're easier to clean, and you don't have to try to open them. That's just my personal preference. You can do what you want to do. So that's what I tend to use for the first, you know, let's just go with 4 weeks. Now, weeks four until basically they're adults, I honestly tend to go for something like this, because again, they're easy to clean, they're cheap. After probably about week five or six, this is going to be harder for them to get food out of. Just because I've just found that these holes, they accommodate baby chicks, but they don't really accommodate the chicks as they get older. And as they get older, your chicks are going to want to wander around. You can probably see a lot of them wandering around here. And they're going to want to hunt for food themselves, and they tend to ignore this anyways. Again, this is just me. So once they are accommodated to the world, they're growing, they're starting to get their feathers in, I tend to go for something that they can browse at easier, and that is honestly easier for me to fill up. Now, on my website, which is pamperchickenmama.com, we have a lot of reviews of different feeders. So we've reviewed these long things here. We've reviewed some of the brand names, the brand name automatic feeders out there. The automatic feeders that exist out there are largely designed for adult chickens, but I found that, you know, baby chicks aren't dumb, right? Chickens in general aren't that dumb. They're pretty smart. So if you get them in front of an adult automatic feeder, they're gonna find the food anyways. We've built PVC feeders that also, we'll link you guys to a video about a PVC PVC feeder that we built, they find those also. So honestly, in my opinion, by the time that they are, let's just go with 8 weeks. I think a lot of these around here running around are 8 weeks. You know, they're about, you know, they're like 12 weeks old. Anyways, about the time that they're 8 weeks, they are largely looking for their own food sources anyways. So ones like this aren't really that necessary. They'll look more towards ones like this. Or if you house them with your adult chickens, you can just use those automatic feeders and the chicks will find those also. So this is just practical advice that I've learned from raising chicks over the years. You might find that other backyard chicken experts or other homesteaders or other, you know, farmers, they might have different advice and do things differently, and that's fine. This is just how I do it and what has been my experience. So I hope you've enjoyed today's video. It was about the different feeder options available for your baby chicks and what I think is best to use at each varying stage of their baby chick life, you know, from the day olds until the time that they're adults. If you've enjoyed this video, please go ahead and leave me a comment below. You can also leave a comment if you have questions about raising baby chicks and backyard chickens in general. Please do consider subscribing, and if you're watching this on YouTube, please be sure to click the notification bell to be notified about when I upload new videos, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks as I show you how to raise baby chicks from day olds until they're healthy layers. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye!